It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Coming up, a giant mill complex from the Industrial Revolution is being reclaimed for today's new Green Revolution. But first, this note on emerging science from Megan Vigen.
Haven't seen the beaver in a while? For New Yorkers, it's been 200 years. But New York State's official animal is back in the city, making a home along the Bronx River. New York was once full of beavers. In the days of New Amsterdam, beaver pelts were so plentiful they were used as currency. But demand for fur depleted the beaver population, not only in New York, but across the country. As the city grew, so did pollution. And its rivers largely became dumping grounds, squeezing out wildlife. But in the 1990s, U.S. Representative Jose Serrano of the Bronx secured federal funds to help the Wildlife Conservation Society clean up the Bronx River. The society, which is based at the Bronx Zoo, worked to establish greenways, eradicate invasive species, and introduce river herring. Today, New Yorkers can now find 45 species of fish in the Bronx River, as well as turkey, deer, and coyotes along its banks. And the newest neighbor to move in is a beaver named Jose, in honor of Jose Serrano. The society's Stephen Sautner says he's hopeful Jose will find a mate and that more beavers will recolonize from the upper Bronx River. So, will New Yorkers see a busy beaver family swimming the Bronx someday soon? Guess we'll leave it to Jose. That's this week's note on emerging science. I'm Megan Vigent.